So about 20 minutes ago, we said we found out what the number one most stressful thing is in our lives these days. And again, this is not COVID related. It's not about catching stuff. It's not about Zoom meetings and schools. It's just everyday life stuff, our number one stress.
Okay. And I guess that it may be money. Mm-hmm. And we got amazing guesses here on 92925. Somebody says, when your teenager drank all the milk and you have none for your morning coffee. Yeah, that is stressful. Being in a relationship and the social pressures of being in a relationship. Scheduling, lack of time.
All excellent guesses.
Yeah.
None of them are the number one on the list. And I found this interesting and I said we should talk about this. They say in a recent survey, the number one everyday stress is trying to get out of plans that we've already made.
Really?
So it's like your friends have invited you. Yeah. You're saying, yeah, let's do it. And then you're like, I do not want to go to that this weekend. Why are we going to that?
And then how do I get out of it?
Mm-hmm.
I understand how that, I don't know that that would be number one for me, but I do understand how that can be super, super stressful because you never know what to do. You're like, what do I tell the person? Do I lie? Like, I'm not a liar, so I feel uncomfortable lying. And if I'm honest, then it's going to be like I'm the party pooper. You're afraid to be judged.
Yeah.
So it is stressful.
When I was younger, I would all out lie. Like, I would just lie. I was like, oh, my kids threw up. I can't go out. I'm sorry we can't be there. My kids just got gastro. Gastro's the best lie you can tell.
I know, but you know, you feel bad. Yeah, gastro, because everybody wants to stay away. But you do feel bad because you know that the person went through the effort of, like, getting ready to have you over or to receive you, whether it's with food or activities or whatnot. So it is very stressful of how it's going to be perceived.
Are you going to bring up your birthday party again that I didn't show up at a couple years ago?
You know what? I've realized that it doesn't stress you out at all because I think you've canceled on me last minute like 3 or 4 times already.
Because as you get older, you don't lie. You just say, no, I don't want to go, and you don't go.
Thank
it's
you.
Sad.
You just kind of were very bluntly honest that you never wanted to come to my parties.
No.
Not that you couldn't make it, but you just didn't want to.
That night, I remember it clearly.
Somebody had gastro. Okay.
The whole family did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to tell you what the other top 4 stresses were in everyday life. So number one, getting out of plans, trying to lie your way out of them. Mm. And we'll tell you what the other 4 are coming up next. When's your birthday again?
I'm not going to lie. I'm angry.
When's your next birthday?
It's always on March 30th. What do you mean?
Okay.
Every year it comes back.
I'm putting it in my calendar right now. Whether you're having a party or not, I'm going to be there.
Make sure you're sick, okay?